Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, are you a fan of the theatre? And if so, do you have a particular type of genre or show that you like to go to see? I did ask you today to let me know what is the best show that you've watched on an Irish stage anywhere in this country. We're talking about this today because it's World Theatre Day, and we have a long and a really rich tradition, I think, of productions in this country. Carl Dawson is a presenter and also a performer too with 98FM. What is it, Carl, about Irish theatre? Why is it so good?
I think it's just so varied. You know, you go to a theatre in Ireland and you never know what you're going to get. I think people love going to the theatre because, you know, the sense of escapism that you get when you go in, because, you know, things on the outside world aren't always so rosy. When you go into a theatre, you can just kind of, you know, turn your mind off from the outside world for a while, escape into the theatre and into the show and immerse yourself in it, you know. So, and plus, Ireland has always had some of the best storytellers in the world. We've had some of the best playwrights in the world, and we've always put on fantastic shows, you know, as Irish people. So, you know, I think that's kind of the main thing for me would be to go to a theatre for the escapism, to lose yourself in it, you know.
What about you, Amanda? Amanda Brunker, who's a writer and director, is on the line as well. What's so special about it for you?
To argue with them, we're fabulous writers. What can I say? We like telling stories.
Yeah.
We're renowned for telling stories. Like, look at us on a world stage with our actors and our writers. At the moment, male Irish actors are having a serious glow up on the global stage. You've got Cillian Murphy winning Oscars and all the others who are kind of in the same kind of bracket. But we've always been great writers and playwrights, and I feel very lucky on World Theatre Day to be able to say I'm staging a sellout show out of the Viking.
Amazing.
And I just, yeah, no, it's fantastic because it is tough out there. We're great as a whole, as writing and our performers and everything, but sometimes it can be hard to get people into the theatre. It really can. And even some of the really big shows, like a lot of the big theatres, the likes of the Abbey, the Gate, they only survive because of public funding. A lot of the time they put on amazing, amazing shows, and there just isn't the audiences there because it's a real fight. But I find that I'm very lucky, and because I'm unfortunately not big enough to stage at the Gaiety or the Olympia at the moment. We're getting there.
Yeah.
But I think people are great at supporting the smaller theatres around the country, kind of local theatres.
Well, I was just going to say, look at the amateur, you know, drama festivals and groups. Like, I remember at home, like years ago as a child, the Ballyshannon Drama Festival, it was a week-long, like, event, and you went to every day of it. Like, it was a huge thing.
You did. And it still is, and it's great, and it's brilliant for drawing the community together, and especially on an amateur level and a small level. You know, it's just such a camaraderie, such a feel-good factor, people getting out. And it's a brilliant way of bringing people together and meeting other people in your community. So I'm all for that. But like last night, we had people coming from all over to this small theatre, and they got a drink beforehand. Could have been a cup of tea. It might have been something fizzy. And then they come up and they watch the show, and then they went for another drink afterwards and kind of discussed it. And it's a lovely evening for getting people out and getting friends together. So I would encourage not just to come to my show, but to just shows in general.
Support them.
Yeah, big time.
It's Edward Hayden, actually, who a lot of our listeners will know, a chef, often here with us on the programme. But Edward, you're also an actor, and you're the chairperson of the Drama League of Ireland. So for you, what makes being on stage and the theatre in general nationwide such a unique thing?
Well, I think Amanda is absolutely correct. It is that sense of community, and it's the coming together. Just before I answer your question, Andrea, I can tell you that last week, in my capacity as chairperson, I'm travelling to a lot of the drama festivals at the minute, and I was above at the Ballyshannon Drama Festival on the 15th of March.
You better say it was good.
And it is still the case. It was absolutely mighty. And the Ballyshannon group themselves were on. And Amanda will be impressed to hear that a local guy up in Donegal, Sean Byrne, had written a play chronicling the last days in the life of Margaret Thatcher. It's fantastic to see that sense of creativity and the exploration that people are doing. But I suppose in terms of theatre, you know, we look after in the Drama League of Ireland a lot of the groups around the country who are working either on a competitive basis or a non-competitive basis. And I think what's really important is the fact that they're bringing drama to their community. Communities that maybe in another day mightn't get the opportunity to travel to the big, large city hubs. So whether competitively or non-competitively, it's that whole notion of working on a text. You know, such fantastic writers, both locally, nationally, and internationally. So working on that text, mining and distilling into it to extrapolate every little piece out of it. And then the cast and the crew working together with the director to kind of to explore it, to get it ready for the stage, to explore every nuance. And all of that theatre, as we know, is a shared endeavour. It's the cast and the crew, but also the audience is key. That coming of the audience, and again, allows us to kind of think about things. You know, theatre does provoke our thoughts. It provokes different emotions, and it's how we respond to it, whether it's a comedy, whether it's a drama, whether it's a tragedy. It's how we respond to it, and invariably how we reflect on it afterwards. Yeah. So theatre is bang on for me.
How do we sell it though, Edward, to people who maybe don't go or haven't been in years, or sort of, you know, feel maybe it's often a bit miserable or long-winded, or, you know, like, only suits a certain type.
Yeah, of course, and that is the case. I think, you know, for people who are not regular attendees, the first production that we bring them to is really important. I think we need to reel them in nice and gently. But I think once people go to it, you know, particularly for the local plays, I mean, I was at a play recently in up in North Kilkenny, non-competitive play. I arrived about 10 to 8. The bishop was there. We got a blessing. We had the tea. We had scones. We had about 40 intervals and toilet breaks. There was the raffle, there was traditional music being played before the play. So it's that whole spectacle. So I think engage in something, go to something, and once you go to something, you will keep going. So, I mean, my advice is buy the tickets, buy a voucher for people, you know, bring them along, ask them to come along with you. But, I mean, as I've been travelling around, looking at all of the different plays, amateur drama is alive and well all the way around the country and the regions. The halls are jam-packed and people enjoying it.
Do you find, Carl, like, I have a text from a listener here who says, do young people still go to the theatre? Because I've been to a few shows lately and I've been one of the youngest people there and I'm in my late 30s. So how do we attract that younger audience, Carl?
I suppose the most important thing to is to keep it affordable, is to keep theatre accessible for every kind of, every member of society. You know, if you're getting shows and musicals in that the tickets cost over 100 euro and you've got a student who is trying to pay their student fees and their rent and everything else, they're not going to prioritize going to the theater over paying for the essentials of life. So it's to keep it affordable. Now, like, a lot of people don't know, but we have over 120 musical societies in Ireland who stage like massive productions. Like, there's not a week of the year where you can't go to a West End or Broadway type show in and around Ireland, you know. And these shows have budgets of about 70 grand, but they keep the tickets affordable. Like, you won't find one with tickets over 25 euro, and you'll get a show that has a full orchestra, that has a fantastic cast, and that have been rehearsing for about 3 or 4 months. You know, you're going to get the same level of performance out of these casts that you would, say, in one of the bigger theatres. But I think it's one of the most important things is to keep it affordable, and to know that, you know, there are always musicals and there are always plays happening every week of the year. And it's just there's a great website called the AIMS website, the Association of Irish Musical Societies, and that lists every musical society in the country and every show that they're doing. And one show that's actually happening next week and that I'm involved in is The Addams Family.
Oh, right. So who are you playing?
It's a fabulous musical. I'm playing Gomez
right.
In The Addams Family. It is fabulous. I'm trying to grow out the mustache now. It's not going well. It's a fabulous musical, but it's family friendly.
Yeah.
It's on Easter week. And like the cast are just phenomenal. And like you see some people in the cast of these shows who have gone on to the West End, like Killian Donnelly. You know, Paul Mescal was at the Ames Awards a couple of years ago, you know, before, you know, he hit stardom and stuff. So you know, it really is. It's producing the next generation of Irish talent. You know, they need to be supported as well. You know?
Do people want to laugh, Amanda, too? You know, like, because sometimes I have been to some shows over the years and sometimes they are just a bit like, if on a Thursday evening, if you're going to something, you don't want it to be too taxing or take up too much of your brain power. Like, sometimes you just need a bit of chewing gum for the brain.
Absolutely. Well, you haven't been to any of my shows.
No,
Andrea.
Well, I want to go. It's How to Leave Your Husband. Isn't that the latest?
Yeah. So sorry, Carl, but mine's a mini musical. So it's How to Leave Your Husband, the mini musical. But yeah, no, I think I like to entertain people. Now, my show is mostly laughter, but there are some sentimental moments in it. And I just think people want, as Edward, I think, said, people just want a bit of escapism. They want to get, you know, they want to kind of switch off their brain. But it really does. Good theatre makes people talk about the issues and what they were dealing with. You can deal with really dark issues in a humorous way and make people laugh, because you have to laugh. It's really good to kind of expel your emotions, because life is hard, life is difficult. And as Carl said, it's good when theatre is affordable for people to go to. But that said, there's plenty of students who can fork out 300 quid to go to Taylor Swift. So, like, I mean, I don't know what the excuse is here. You know what I mean? I don't think it's a money thing. I think it's more just priorities. That's all it is. I'm all for the pink pound. I'm all for the grey pound, by the way.
Yeah.
And the pink pound. Oh, any pound at all.
Anything
but
at all. No, I was just going to ask you, Amanda, sorry. Do you have a favourite musical or a favourite genre of show, I suppose, to watch in theatre?
Oh, listen, I'm a bit of a slut, really. I love everything. I had only recently, I shouldn't be promoting English theatre, but I went over to the West End. I haven't been over in 100 years. And I went to see, my brain's gone mush. What's the one at the South Park? Book of Mormon. I went to see Book of Mormon.
Ah.
And we went to see, that's some roller coaster of a show. My gosh, I think it was the last person on the planet who hadn't seen it. And I also went to see Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick in Sweet, whatever it is, I can't remember, but it was amazing. So unfortunately, you'd never get those mega shows over here, but we definitely have great theatre all around the country. Get out and support it.
Do you have a favourite type, Edward?
Now, again, I like them all, like all the mixed genres. I have to say, if you were to really kind of hold a gun to my head, one of the favourite plays that I've ever seen and been involved in the cast is Arthur Miller's All My Sons. It was just very special. We had a great cast. But listen, there's so many that you could choose from, both Irish and international writers. And I think, you know, just going to it, enjoying it, being part of it, you know, knowing that you're in the audience as part of it is really important. And again, of course, the drama groups around the country are slogging their hearts out for months on end, learning the lines, knowing the parts, getting it already. So they do need to be supported. And again, they're improving year on year. We run lots of workshops in the DLI. People can find out on the website, dli.ie. We also run a playwriting competition with the Amateur Drama Council of Ireland, which allows people who are in the amateur circuit, non-professional writers, to kind of, you know, submit entries in a playwriting competition as well. So that's another...
All helps. Yeah, all helps for sure.
Yeah,
see,
100%.
Listener here says, I loved Little Women in the Gay Theatre years ago. Another texter says, the best show ever that I saw was Hamilton, also coming to Ireland. Another listener just making the point, I wish the tickets were much more affordable. A lot of the shows start at 50 quid, often too prohibitive for families if you want to bring young kids. Another listener, the best that I seen was Woman in Black. Is it by Alan Stanford? It was on in the Gaiety Theatre many, many years ago. Listener here has got in touch, Gabrielle in Paris, to say, I live in Paris, but the very best theatre that I've ever seen is in Dublin. It was Michael Murphy's The Man in the Woman's Shoes. He wrote, directed and acted this. It was the best thing, says Gabrielle in Paris. Another listener mentions the drama group from Castlebridge who were performing a farce about welfare fraud in Ballyduff in County Waterford. That's probably the kind of thing I'd like now. I'm actually hoping to see 12 Angry Men. I think it's coming to the Bord Gáis fairly soon, so that should be good if it's anything at all like the old movie.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.